Here's a sign of economic inequality in Brazil. 1% of that country's population controls almost half the land.
In real estate terms, that makes it one of the least equal places on earth. The reasons include laws on the books that are left over from Portuguese colonial
It's
times.
2015, and some Brazilians still must pay property taxes to former Portuguese royals and nobles. Who knew? NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro did, and she has our story from Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil today is an independent republic, of course, but it was once an empire with a royal family hailing from Portugal. Rio de Janeiro, where I'm right now, was the capital city. And you can see in the architecture all around me the vestiges of that past, the stone archways, the iron scrollwork. There's also, though, an invisible legacy from that period.
Família Burle de Figueiredo, Família Silva Porto, Família Orleans e Bragança.
Orleans Bragança, that's the name of the former Brazilian royal family. We're at an office nearby where all real estate sales in this area get notarized. The list the notary is reading from gives the names of families who are owed a percentage of all real estate transactions in certain parts of the city. The system is called Enfitiosi.
My name is Alex Magalhães. I'm a professor at Federal University of Rio de Janeiro.
He teaches urban law. So here's the history. Enfitiosi started in ancient Rome. It was taken to Brazil when Portugal colonized the area in 1500.
Até esse momento, não existia
in colonial times, private property didn't exist in Brazil. All the lands were considered property of the Portuguese crown. The king would give concessions over the land to friends of the court.
Some of those concessions were vast. In a kind of feudal system, those nobles and the Catholic Church, which was given land too, could earn rent by basically allowing other people to build on the property, but then keeping the land rights for themselves. Unlike the leasehold system in England, Enfitiosi grants those rights forever. Magalhães says back then it made sense. It was a way of supporting the whole colonial enterprise. Except that now, more than 500 years later, that system is still in effect here. For example, almost everyone who owns a home in the city of Petrópolis, where the Brazilian royal family once had their summer palace, still pays this tax to the descendants of their former rulers. And many homes in Rio's most expensive districts, like Copacabana, have this obligation too to a clutch of families. That's on top of regular government taxes.
If people buy a property, they may think they are the owners, but technically they aren't. A lot of people just can't believe it.
Meet Regina Chiaravia, the president of the Residents Association in the Rio neighborhood of Botafogo. If you don't pay the tax, your house can actually be seized, she tells me. She says, think about how much money the families are raking in. If a property is in this kind of arrangement, every single time it gets sold, the family which owns the land rights is owed at least 2.5% of the cost of the house or the apartment. And we're talking about some very pricey property in Rio these days. I'm not going to pay an enfitiosi so that some family can live without working, Chiaravia says. What are you getting in return? You're being robbed, she exclaims. Chiaravia is passionate about this subject because she's been fighting the issue in the courts for 15 years. At the end of the 90s, her association ended up suing one of Brazil's biggest landholding families called Silva Porto. Her team did a detailed historical investigation to discover the legality of their claim over 40,000 properties in Botafogo. They won their case in the two lower courts, and it's now on the agenda of Brazil's Supreme Court. When we tear one of the families down, it will have a domino effect. The whole system will crumble, Chiaravia tells me confidently. Except it's not that easy. Neither the Silva Porto family nor the royal family would speak to us, but one of the smaller rights holders did.
Eli José Machado.
He's an affable lawyer who has an enfitiosi over several hundred properties. This is a kind of parallel property right, like any other, he says. You can't dispossess people of a right that they've been given. And Professor Alex Magalhães agrees. The government would have to pay billions of dollars in compensation if it did away with the practice wholesale. The only way, he and lawyers we consulted say, is to fight each case in the courts. Enfitiosi, he says, is a big problem in Brazil, but it's also a symbol of how difficult it is to change the system here. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.